Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking, and you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and we're glad to have each and every one of you here today listening for this week's show. And yes, in the world of politics, there's still rock cracking, and this week we'll look at some words that came right after April Fool's Day last week. You would think it might be on April Fool's Day, but Christine Amanpour, former CNN, sometimes CNN journalist for years. Now she has a show on PBS, Public Broadcasting Corporation. And so on PBS, she had was interviewing James Comey, the former FBI director who was fired by Donald Trump, President Trump, early on in his administration, and been a lot of things swirling around James Comey. But Christine Amanpour asked a question. We're going to talk about it later, but should she be fired from her job because of the nature of the question, her ignorance to understand the U.S. Constitution and asking the question? And she's a seasoned press person. She's a seasoned reporter. And yet she would ask such an asinine question. So we're going to discuss that on this week's show. And it's very important about free speech and what she had to say in her question to former FBI Director James Comey. So you want to listen to that. Before we get to it, hey, Donald Trump was on the border wall. He was next to the border wall in California, of all places, last week. And he had some things to say. In fact, let's just listen to what he had to say. And then we're going to get into our question about Christine Amanpour. So let's see what Donald Trump had to say on the border just this past week.
Statement: the system is full. Can't take you anymore. Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration, can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry. Can't happen. So turn around. That's the way it is. If you look at our southern border, the number of people and the amount of drugs, human trafficking is something that nobody used to talk about. I talk about it. It's a terrible thing. It's ancient, and it's never been bigger than it is modern right now, today. All over the world, by the way, not just here, all over the world. Human trafficking, a terrible thing. And they come into the areas of the border where you don't have the wall. They don't come through your points of entry. They come into areas where you don't have the wall, and they make a left or they make a right, they come right into the country, loaded up with people in many cases, and it's pretty sad.
Extreme challenges, as you've heard.
And there's central casting. I've never seen a group of people like this. Everyone's in perfect shape. And you're proud of what you do, right? You wouldn't trade places with me for anything. I know that, right? You're smart. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, Dave, you were mentioning before about, you know, people coming in and they come in and they come in. You don't have to take them in. When your system is packed, when you cannot get another person in, when every one of your detention areas is teeming and you have to let people go into a country, they can't take them. Can't take them. We don't have room. We don't have room. That means you can't take them. You don't understand it. I don't think anyone's ever expressed it like that, but I'm expressing it like that. When it's full, it's full. You can't take them. they go back to Mexico, and Mexico will bring them back to their country, okay? Or if they're Mexican, it's a step easier, frankly. And again, over the last 4 days, Mexico has been very nice, okay? So just because you made a point that was very interesting. But you can't take them, you can't take them. There's nothing you can do, okay?
That was President Trump. Did you hear the bottom line? Did you hear what was meant to be said and implied to people in Central and South America, everywhere? The system's too full. Can't take any more. How many times did you hear President Trump say that? And that is something we got to see if the caravans will stop coming. And like he said, President Trump said last week that Mexico is cooperating now. And there's probably a reason Mexico is cooperating. In fact, just last week, President Trump had this to say when he was talking about the crisis on the border. And yes, he called it a crisis, and other people's called it a crisis. At that press conference with the Border Patrol in California near the border last week, he didn't play all of that. But President Trump went on and he said that President Trump told the Border Patrol what a good job they're doing. They needed help. But he said when you get overrun, you can't take any more in your deportation centers, then I shouldn't say deportation centers. They're just holding centers until supposedly somebody get a trial. But when trials are 3 or 4 years later, they wait and then they take them to other places and people take in the illegal aliens. And to care for them and different charities, and they get money from the federal government. It's not the charities that just do it. They get money from the federal government. Folks, we're spending billions and billions of dollars every year on taking care of people who should never come through our country. They need to go through the ports of entry, but no, they go through illegal crossings. And we still take them in and still pay for all their needs. And now we got the president saying we've had enough and everything's overrun, it's too full, so don't come. And then he had this to say, if Mexico is not helping, what President Trump would do. Take a listen to what he said last week also about this country of Mexico.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of good things are happening with Mexico. Mexico understands that we're going to close the border or I'm going to tariff the cars. I'll do one or the other, and probably start off with the tariffs. That'll be a very powerful incentive because Mexico has the strongest immigration laws anywhere in the world. They don't have courts like we do. We have a stupid system of courts. It's the craziest thing in the world. We could be the only country that has it. You put a foot on the property. You put a foot into the United States. Congratulations. Go get Perry Mason to represent you. You end up with a court case. And then they release you, and you come back 4 or 5 years later, but nobody comes back. 2% come back. The not-so-smart ones come back. It's the most ridiculous system anyone's ever seen. And we have catch and release, and we have chain migration, where somebody comes in and brings the whole family. Bring them all, your grandparents, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins. The craziest thing I've ever seen, put in by Democrats. And the Democrats are going to straighten it out. And if they don't straighten it out, and I predicted this, I mean, I hate to see it, but at least I can say I was right. I told everybody, you have a national emergency at our border. And nobody even talks about drugs, the drugs that are flowing in. So for the last 4 days, and you actually have covered it to a very minor extent, Mexico has been capturing people and bringing them back to their countries. At their southern border, they've been taking people under their very powerful laws. They have the right to do it, and they're bringing them back to where they came from. That's been about 3 days now, I guess, since they heard I was going to close the border. But before I close the border, if Mexico and we love Mexico, we love the country of Mexico. We have two problems. We have the fact that they allow people to pour in to our country. We have to stop them. Border Patrol's been incredible. ICE has been incredible. Law enforcement's been incredible. And the other problem is drugs. Massive amounts of much of the drugs coming into our country come through the southern border in all different ways.
much of it where we don't have walls. The wall is under construction, by the way, large sections.
Did you see how President Trump said Mexico is cooperating now for the time being? They got a year to sort of get their act together, or they could have tariffs placed on automobiles that try to come into America that are made in Mexico, or if they can't get the border problem under control. And the way he said that is for Mexico to actually apply their laws. They got much stricter immigration laws than the United States. And that's what President Trump says. Don't let them in on your southern border, Mexico. And that is something that's starting. We're starting to see. We'll have to see if it works or not. But the president of the United States is making a stand for the laws of the United States and not for people to go through loopholes like they have now. And he is standing firm on this. And this is the thing that drives some, especially the liberals, the left-wingers, crazy, because they want every state to be like California and be flooded with illegal aliens and start letting them vote and being a part. And then the Democrats, all of a sudden, when they got people voting for more welfare and just the things that they want for free in California, has now become such a lopsided Democratic state. The Republicans, they don't have any say in any of the laws. There's a supermajority in the California legislature, and now very few Republican congressmen. Actually, the Speaker of the House, the Speaker of the House is a Democrat Republican, and the minority leader in the House is from California, too. So there's what little Republican power there is. They do have the minority leader from California, but it has become a basket case of politics, and some far out liberal ideas get not only tested but put into place in California. So all I know to say for Republicans, California, stand up strong and don't be wimpy. Somebody go, oh, we can't get, unless we just turn into Democrats light. No, don't go for that. Stand strong. And yes, time is on your side. Things will turn around because it's going to become more and more of a basket case with your new governor, Newsom, out there. But that's what I was talking about on California. Now, we got to get to this case about what happened last week on April 2nd in an interview. Christine Amanpour, a seasoned reporter, has her own PBS show, and she had on James Comey, and what they had to say really stunned me. I've heard a few people talk about it, but it stunned me in such a way, because if we don't make a stink about this, if we don't make an outcry, we're going to have a generation that's willing to give up freedom of speech. There's people out there who want to take away freedom of speech, and Christine Amanpour, by her question, is one of the very ones who does not respect the U.S. Constitution and our freedom of speech. She loves the freedom of the press, but it goes hand in hand with freedom of speech, and she stepped on the freedom of speech. She stomped it and tried to rip it out of U.S. Constitution. How she did that, we're going to tell you, and we're going to play a clip of what she asked former FBI Director James Comey. We're going to do it right after you take a listen to this.
Hello, America. Todd Starnes here from the Fox News corner of the world, and you are listening to Rock Splitting Politics. Sweet mercy.
All right.
That's good.
Hey, that's our good friend Todd Starnes from Fox News, and you can listen to him on Fox News Radio, and he has a show that you can look up, and we stand behind just about anything Todd Starnes says. I don't think he's ever said anything wrong or I disagree with. That's what I think of Todd Starnes. So when you get a chance, always listen to him. And let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And we're glad to have, especially our new listeners. We can tell you to go back and listen to our the past podcast that we have, and you look in our archive file. And last week, if you missed our show with Victor Davis Hanson. He's written a new book called Trump, The Case for Trump. And listen, he is one of the smartest men on this planet, I'm telling you. And if you missed that interview we had with him, go back and listen to last week's show and check out the other shows we've had in the past. And let me just remind you, we do have a book that's called Bedrock Truth. I say we because I wrote it for Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarland. And you can go to docholiday.org. That's docholiday of two L's and holiday.org. You can order that book. We'd be glad to get it out to you. And if you already got a copy, get one for your friend or neighbor. And it'd be good for them to understand what the bedrock truths of America are and why it's so important to keep those foundations strong. Now, I told you we were going to talk about Christine Amanpour. And she said something last week, day after April Fool's Day. And it really concerns me. And I believe that it's a fireable offense if she doesn't know enough about the First Amendment to ask a question like this. What did she say? Take a listen to this.
I've but got one question, because you just said lock her up, yeah. Or lock me up. Of course, lock her up was a feature of the 2016 Trump campaign. Do you, in retrospect, wish that people like yourself, the head of the FBI, I mean, the people in charge of law and order, had shut down that language, that it was dangerous potentially, that it could have created violence, that it's kind of hate speech? Should that have been allowed?
That's not a role for government to play. The beauty of this country is people can say what they want, even if it's misleading and it's demagoguery. The people who should have shut it down were Republicans who understand the rule of law and the values that they claim to stand for. Shame on them, but it wasn't a role for government to play.
So James Comey didn't have the guts to stand up for integrity and honor of the First Amendment. He didn't have the guts. He said, well, the Republican Party should have shut it down for talking about the truth, saying that James Comey and the FBI he represented just did a snowball job on Secretary Clinton. Secretary Hillary Clinton got by with losing, not only getting rid of her emails after they were subpoenaed. She tore up the iPhone, tore up all these different things that could have gotten recordings on, and bleach-drived her computer. And is that, would that be a crime? Well, I think it is. And should she be locked up? I don't know. But should she go to trial? I think so. Did it go to grand jury? Oh, no. But I think the Mueller report went to grand jury, didn't it? That's how they got a lot of evidence. And did James Comey know? No, I think he let Hillary Clinton's lawyer let her sit in so they would know what they were all saying. And I'd be doggone if James Comey wrote a book about integrity and honor, I believe, didn't he? And he didn't have the integrity or honor or justice to stand up for the First Amendment. No, he did not. No, he did not. And Christine Amanpour, did she just say what I think I heard her say? Did you hear that? Did you hear what she said? I'm going to play it again. I don't know if you heard it. Let's listen to her one more time in her question.
I've but got one question, because you just said lock her up, yeah. Or lock me up. Of course, lock her up was a feature of the 2016 Trump campaign. Do you, in retrospect, wish that people like yourself, the head of the FBI, I mean, the people in charge of law and order, had shut down that language, that it was dangerous potentially, that it could have created violence, that it's kind of hate speech? Should that have been allowed?
Christine Amanpour. Yes, there is freedom of speech in America. Political speech of all things should be free, but all speech is free. You can't call something hate speech and criminalize speech in the United States of America. For too long, the people who supported freedom of speech, including the ACLU, have been so quiet. so quiet. They will not stand up for free speech, and that is disturbing to me. Not only is it disturbing, it's such an extreme position. Yes, it's an extreme position. It scares me when we look at these people who on college campuses that can't stand something. If I don't want to hear it, then it should be banned. That is tormenting the First Amendment rights. That is torturous. That is violence on the U.S. Constitution. When people cannot stand up freely and speak, when people cannot stand up and tell what's on their mind, when they are struggling with being heard, and there's a group of protesters that are furious in their and intense in their design to make sure speech is snuffed out and not allowed to be heard when it's something they don't want heard. That is not America. It's not in our DNA, and it's time for people to stand up. And that's why I said Christine Amanpour, should PBS fire you? Well, they fired Juan Williams for something so much less. And this is a taxpayer-funded public broadcasting service that's allowing Christine Amanpour to just forget all about the First Amendment when it comes to free speech. Oh, she is a journalist. I bet she wants the First Amendment right of the free press, but free speech, let it be gone. Let's get rid of it. Let's cut it out of the Constitution is what she's saying when she asks that question. So my question to the public broadcasting service is, should she be fired for such an offensive question that she will not even recognize that Americans have the right to stand up and be free to freely speak as they please? No, they cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. No, there's some things that the Supreme Court says is not covered in free speech. But can they freely speak of their political ideas? Lock her up? That is a cry for justice, a cry to the FBI that was under the Obama administration, under James Comey, and all those who now we know perpetuated, and I'm not saying James Comey's a part of it, but I think he probably was. I don't know that, but we know there was a hoax perpetuated on the American people by members of the Obama administration, high up in intelligence. We don't know who, how, or why, but I hope that our new Attorney General, Mr. Barr, will get down and find out and get us a special counsel who has more than just the power to subpoena. He has the power to convene a grand jury and find out who started this hoax, who started this mess, and let's find out where the lies and deceit came from. And if it was paid for by the Clinton campaign, then people need to pay it a price. And it's time to look at the emails that Hillary Clinton got rid of after they were subpoenaed. Did she break a law? It's time for a special prosecutor to look into that and let the American people know there's justice across the board. Be you Republican or Democrat, be you high up in office, or be you just someone who is a jaywalker across the street, a common general citizen. Is the same laws applied across the board? Do the Clintons, are they under the American law in the American U.S. Constitution? Are they under that same law, or are they privileged? That is what we need to find, because it's disturbing to me. It's excruciating. It is a fierce fight for the freedom of speech. It should not be a fight, because it's in the U.S. Constitution, and America has been free to speak out. Why is it important? Because to be free, you can speak your mind. It may be wrong. It may not be right. Your ideas may not be appealing to all Americans. But unless we have that right to speak up and speak out and let our voices be heard, then we are not living in freedom. We are not under the U.S. Constitution if we don't have freedom of speech. Where are the liberals? Where are the people who proclaimed free speech during the 60s and the 70s, like the American Civil Liberties Union? Where are they when Christine Amanpour speaks out and criticizes free speech? Where are the ACLU lawyers? Where are you, Ruth Ginsburg? Where are you on free speech? That is a question that the young people of America need to understand, because it's an America they will live in for decades and decades and decades. And if they don't have freedom of speech, they will not have the same freedoms that American citizens have enjoyed for generations. It's time to stand up and speak out. And I'm glad I am an American. I'm glad that we have the U.S. Constitution. And it looks like we need to stand up and make some noise about what Christine Amanpour said. Write PBS. Let them know how you feel about free speech. Let her know what a doggone un-American thing it is to say people can't say lock her up in a political statement. Freedom only is passed from one generation to the next. And if we don't stay fighting for freedom, if we don't stand up for what's right, Ronald Reagan said we are just that, one generation away from losing our freedom. So much is important, especially coming up in elections. So make sure you understand what it means to have freedom of speech, because we're losing it on the college campuses. That's why President Trump had to make an executive order protecting free speech on college campuses. It is amazing how the young people are being blinded, being clouded to the fact of what free speech is. And you may not want to hear some things people have to say. They have a right to say it. They do. And we do. And it's time we stand up and voice and say, stop this wave of aggression against free speech. There's a wave of aggression where somebody like Christine Amanpour does not even understand, a seasoned journalist does not understand the offensive, disturbing nature of her question to James Comey. And shame on James Comey for not standing up for the U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment. He said it's not government's role. He should have been saying it's freedom of speech. It's freedom of speech. They have political right to say what they want to say. He may not want to hear it. He didn't want to hear it. And he let Hillary Clinton off scot-free. He was the judge and jury. One man, one person, took it under his role. Didn't put it to a committee. Didn't bring out people and say, we're going to look at this as a committee. No, he took it single-handedly out of the hands of Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And I think he's, you know, people are seeing a sleazeball he is when he won't even stand up and defend the freedom of speech in the United States of America. Well, that's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, something that is very important, and the mainstream media is not going to bring out what Amanpour said. So you heard it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We'll keep you in we'll keep you in touch with the political news you need to know and stories like this that you just may not have heard about. But it's important that you know. So we'll see you next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. See you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.